everybody. Welcome to a Friday edition of your lovely Rush Hour. I've got my team here on the 13th floor. What a beautiful, beautiful day. We've got a beautiful weekend coming ahead. I've got Tomo in the house.
Jarman, hello.
Jarman. Greg Blood, welcome to you.
Oh, g'day, Jazz.
Don't do that fake thing. What's that? And
fake
Bernie Vince, hello to you,
hello,
young man.
Jazz.
Good to
he
be here.
He called you Jarman yesterday, too. I forgot to bring it up. Remember the last person that called you Jarman?
Yeah. I don't know if he's around, mate.
No, we have never seen him before.
Oh, there was the horse.
What's happened to my horse?
I told you what happened to that.
What? Oh, don't burn. Don't hurt any animals.
What's your dog called?
I got two. No, Polo and Rude.
No, just checking.
No, don't.
No.
Nah,
it's still
what's
going.
Happened? Can we find out what's happened to Jarman the horse?
Yeah, but remember, it loves having a spell. So it's just out having eaten some molasses, some hay.
I think that's the best case.
Actually, I think a young lady is now riding it in, might be an equestrian horse.
Well, let's hope so.
Now, we're here till 5:30, Triple M rock and footy tonight. Yeah. We've got the rub and then the big game, Lions v the Melbourne Football Club, your boys up there at the Gabba. These two sides have a real dislike for each other.
Yeah, and I didn't really... Well, we do know, but it's sort of this rivalry that's come out of nowhere.
Ooh.
Because Melbourne late last year, if you can remember, went up and belted them about round 21. And then in the final, when everyone thought, nah, Brisbane, they can't win at the MCG, came out and shocked Melbourne and put them out in straight sets and beat them. So... And there's been a little bit of,
a
few words on the ground. Oh, there was that Dane Zorko, Harry Petty incident.
Yes.
When we saw Harry Petty in tears, and then all the Melbourne players were after Zorko, and after the game there was people not shaking his hand, and, you know, and that was the Brisbane captain at the time. So that's sort of where it started. Mm. And then they've beaten each other up a little bit, and, well, tonight, one team needs to respond in a big way after losing to Port Adelaide here. Not just losing, getting belted from a team that, well, I picked to be in the grand final this year. And then we've got another team, Melbourne, who have got, three of their stars back.
Yes.
Stephen May, Bailey Fritch and Jack Viney, all premiership stars, all Australians, back in. So this is going to be a great game tonight. Mm. Absolute cracker.
Triple M will be all over it. Yes. Now, Greg Blewett, how's your day today?
Not bad. I actually went and had my heart checkup today.
Mm. Nice,
so,
Greg.
Through our Players Association.
Yeah, run us through that quickly.
Okay, so every year we get offered, it's mainly skin checks and other things, but because of what happened with Rod Marsh and Shane Warne, they've also offered heart checkups as
That's
well.
Great thing.
So I did that today. So all the ex-players, current players, just filter through Adelaide Oval and we got it. Very, very simple. Just pretty much our blood pressure checked then we got our bloods done and that'll go away, get assessed, and then we'll get the report. So very, very easy.
We're in
and
out
in 5 minutes. How are you feeling?
Well, I don't know yet, but no
they
symptoms.
Give you a report later.
You're looking good. You're looking sharp.
You do look
well,
good.
I've got a...
You look excited.
I've got a big heart, so... Yeah.
And have a listen to the Carlton fans. A draw in round one against the Tigers. They've knocked off the reigning premiers in round two. And the Carlton army are out of their seats. 55,861. That's closer to 60,000 chew than 50 at the MCG. It's the Blues by 8 points.
Yeah, decent game last night. Of course, Carlton 13-12-90 beat the Cats 12-10-82, 8 points the margin, Jars. Who would have thought that? The Cats, the reigning premiers, Norton too.
Mm. Terrific game.
Yeah,
second
good
half
game.
Was great.
Good.
First one was trying to get to 100 points.
Yep.
And you could see Carlton, but then Geelong tightened things up through the corridor.
I never looked home, Carlton.
No, they didn't.
They just, Geelong kept hanging around.
Even 3 minutes to go.
And Carlton lost a lot of games like that last year, just at the last kick or the last moment.
Yep.
Geelong
came home stronger in that last 5 or 6 minutes. But full credit to Carlton. You know, they hung in there. Because last week they got done by not trying to slow the game down in red time. But terrific game. Geelong, Norton 2, Byrne.
Mm.
Unusual for Geelong. I can't remember the last time Geelong have gone through Norton 2.
Well, let's talk about the last time a premiership team went zipping 2. That's Hawthorn when they were premiers in 2008. They went zipping 2 in 2009 and missed the finals that year, by the way.
Yep.
Last team to go zipping 2 and win the flag is 1999 North Melbourne. So if they're going to go back-to-back, they're going to have to break a few records. Mm. 24 years old, that one. So why are they losing? I think Tom Stewart out is a big out for Geelong. They just looked a little bit lost down back. I know Bose came in.
Yeah,
a
couple of kids.
And was okay, but, yeah, they just looked like they just a bit of lack of direction
down
there.
Well, they've still got five or six to come back, Geelong.
Yeah, they do. Players. And Tom Hawkins is underdone. I don't
Isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's
whether
had surgery.
He looked out of sorts. Yeah. Like
conditioning-wise.
Yeah, he kicked a goal in the first goal in the last quarter.
How's Dangerfield been going the last two games?
Only just going, I reckon. And captain as well now, so it's a bigger burden. Yeah. But how good were the key forwards? Jeremy Cameron, six goals with his shoulder. You could see it was cooked. He couldn't even give a high five with his left shoulder and was continually to keep him in it. And down the other end, Charlie Kerno. Yep. How good was he? He's the number one. Well, Robbo had him as his number one player. Remember we discussed that? We weren't sure. Well, last night he showed why he is there, because he's exciting. And when the ball goes in his area, you can hear the crowd. Like, they're just excited. And it's great for footy, great for Carlton.
Nah, beautiful. Good stuff. Now, last night, young McAdam lost his appeal from the AFL Tribunal. Here's his coach, Matty Nick, saying about the bump.
We're disappointed. I want to make it clear, we feel Shane should have tackled in that moment. We're appealing more so for parity in a decision that was made probably less than 24 hours earlier around penalty and so on. But it's obvious the bump is finished in our game. It's just now a matter of where to from here.
Jeez. So they just want it. They're basically saying we appealed because of the picket situation.
Yeah, he got the same.
It was worse. They felt it was worse. So we're going to appeal to try and get a lesser offence or lesser suspension.
That's
so
another AFL coach have come out this week and basically said, shut it down.
I think we all sort of know without being told, don't we, that you bump and you're going to be in trouble.
Young Shane McAdam would be very disappointed, but here he is talking about the bump.
Obviously very disappointed in the outcome. I'm just glad that Jacob and no one else was harmed or injured in this event. And, just have to look forward to moving on now.
He was a bit frustrated at the time. Wasn't having a great game. He needs to channel that aggression channel it at the ball.
Correct.
And be a bit more consistent in games because so anyone can go hard at someone and bump someone when they're open. And, look, we've all been there and done it when we're frustrated. But
I say, you should mentor him, Ben.
Right, I agree. Mr. 99.
I
got nothing else on you.
You're right, Ben. You're right, because when he does focus on football...
And go hard at the footy, as hard as you can at the footy, and you'll be fine. But we've seen him not go that hard at the footy and harder at the man here. So he can do it. Let's see it at the footy now.
Right, Trav Boak, what's the situation with Boakey? Because they've got a very important game and a great game against Collingwood tomorrow, MCG.
Can't wait for this,
I'm calling it the shootout.
What about the first three games of the round? We had last night, we got tonight, Melbourne, Brisbane, and then the first game on a Saturday is Collingwood-Port Adelaide, who were both outstanding last week. So good. Travis Boak, named as an emergency. I'm hearing he might be the sub. So coming back from that cracked rib.
Like that.
I don't know. I think you're either fit or you're not, Jars. And if he's in their best 22, he plays.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you protecting him? Is he sore? Can he only play a half? If there's an injury in the first 2 minutes?
Then.
Well, he either plays. In my book, he's either in your 22 or he's not. You give him an extra week if he's not right. I don't like a half-injured sub if that's why they're making him sub. Because he's not a sub, is he? He's in their best 22.
Of course he is.
Well, so why sub, Greg?
Well, he probably hasn't played.
Well, he hasn't played last week. He's had a couple of weeks off.
But
you want him out there, especially against the Collingwood Footy Club.
And they'll target that.
Ins and outs quickly for the Adelaide Crows.
Yep, so Lachie Murphy comes in. No tackles inside forward 50 last week for Adelaide.
They're
bringing in Lachie Murphy, that's his one wood, his pressure around the footy. Lachie Scholl comes in as well. Butts has been dropped. Butts is technically Lachie Scholl comes in for Butts. Who's like a little half-back or a wingman for a big, key defender. Remember, they've got someone down there, Tommy Lynch, who can seriously push people out of the way.
Yeah.
Big, strong body.
Dusty
Jack Riewoldt.
Doudé's
probably going to have to stand Riewoldt.
Yeah. Who takes Dusty?
Well, that's the other. Doudé normally takes him when he's forward. So he played majority forward again.
So Murray will take Lynch.
Well, he has to.
Yeah.
But then who does take Martin and Riewoldt? I actually don't know, Juz. Yeah. That's a concern. Mm-hmm. But 6 day break too, coming off 36 degrees for Adelaide, coming back from Sydney.
Beautiful.
Big test. But I've picked Adelaide.
Good stuff.
Good luck to everyone playing cricket finals over the weekend. So in Premier League, it's semi-finals time.
Yeah.
Kensington hosting West Torrens up at the home of cricket.
You're gone,
Kensington.
Mate.
The two ambassadors are here.
So that's 1v4. Now, I will be at the game, Jars, on Sunday.
Yeah. No, look at me.
You sound like Roo.
Crick. I'll be there as well on Sunday.
You'll be there.
Because I've got the Para Hills Cricket Club as well, haven't I? Because they're playing in a grand final.
Yes, we're getting to that. So good luck to those two teams. Right. And the other semi-final is Port Adelaide versus Adelaide Uni.
Ooh.
So Port Adelaide finished second. So they are hosting Adelaide Uni.
Right.
Now, Adelaide Turf, grand final time. So the A1s, Goodwood v Para Hills
the
at
Hornets.
Goodwood Oval. Mm. So you're an
I'll
ambassador
be there as
for,
well, yes.
Hang on.
For Para,
is it, how many games
my dear
are you
friend
call
Greg
into?
Quinn and his son Mitchell Quinn will be there. And now I had a message about Travis, one of their players, the captain.
Head?
Mm-hmm. And the message was...
Is Travis Head coming back to play for Para Hills?
No.
Nah,
that's
a good get.
Yeah, it's, just let me finish. Honestly.
Yeah.
Just let me
finish. Can you get on with it?
He said, Travis Wordsworth, he's the captain for Para Hills. Any chance of making a run in a grand final?
Can you say his last name again?
Yeah. Wordsworth.
Yeah.
Wordsworth.
Good. That's how you say it.
Wordsworth. Okay. Right. Now, special mention in the LO4s.
All right.
The Adelaide Warriors are taking on Old Scott.
Our boss plays for them. Matty O'Reilly, our boss.
Now, this is where it gets interesting.
Oh, no.
What's interesting? Where's he batting these days?
Well, he got dropped a round or so ago.
Oh, but he'll be back in. Kind of a big deal, you reckon?
He's missed out on selection for the most important.
Red.
He's been dropped for the granny.
He's actually producing our show today.
Is he 12th
he's
or something?
Filthy.
And
is
the other thing is I'm not sure whether he's even going to show up and offer support to his teammates.
Not even cut the oranges
he
up.
He has to be there.
Mixing the cordial or something.
Come on.
He's not even trusted.
You talk about leading teams. You've got to front up.
I think the toys have been thrown out.
But he's quit
now.
And he even shaved his legs for the grand final too.
Now, Alan Scott, you were wrong.
No one does this type of radio anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world. You hear that? Hey, now, quickly, Shield Finals going on at the moment. Victoria bowled out for 195, taking on WA, who are at home. Mm. WA in reply, 4 for 87.
Yes.
So normally these Shield Finals are high-scoring games. But
it's a good game.
Boring,
this is
normally
on for young and old. But Bernie Vince opened the batting
for Victoria.
And what did you make?
Oh, I batted through, you'd be proud of me. I got 46 not out off 280 runs.
Yes,
going at 16.
Yes, Bernie.
16 runs per 100 balls.
Now, let's get to this mail.
Settle down.
Let's get to this mail.
This is
all
right. Take a seat.
It's all good news.
Lay down.
My mail is Spencer Johnson, who had been courted by Queensland, is just about to sign on for South Australia.
Oh!
So he will not be going anywhere. And the other signing.
Wow.
That is explosive.
That's great.
New bowling coach for the Redbacks, Ryan Harris.
Oh. He's coming
home!
You're guilty!
He's my favourite test cricketer.
Yeah. So the Rhino is, so that is my mail.
Wow.
It's not over the line yet, but I believe.
He's coming home.
Me and Rhino are good mates, you know that.
No, you reckon.
Oh, yeah?
From where?
I used to call him when I was a few cans in every now and then.
We call everyone when you have a few cans in, Chucky.
He used to answer and talk to me, not like anyone else.
So good news there.
Hey, great news. Right. Hey, when you said you had some mail, though, that was a lot better than the last explosive cricket mail we got from someone else across the table here.
What?
Now, this is about a Redbacks player.
Oh,
he had signed a contract to play in the English cricket season. He's going to be a very important player as an overseas player for this.
What? Player. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the breaking news, is it?
Yes,
that he's going to be a player from Australia playing in England and he's going to be the overseas player.
Red.
And he called it the English cricket season.
That is officially the worst mail I've ever heard.
It's Harry Nilsson.
Stay cool with an Automasters aircon service. Call 1300 Automasters. 60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 Minute.
Yes, Cameron from Mile End. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, Giles. How are you?
Oh, we're up and about, young man, on this beautiful Friday. Who's your AFL side?
I'm a Port man.
All right. Are you confident about tomorrow?
Oh, I'm a bit nervy. I'm very nervy. I'm very nervy about this quiz, actually.
Hey, a bit toey.
We're nervy about you too.
It's elite. Yeah. It's elite camo. You know, now there's 10 questions, 60 seconds. Say pass if you don't know, and I'll always take your first answer. Listen carefully, and all the best, my friend.
No worries. Cheers, Joe.
And let's thought like, about the suburb, Mile End. Didn't Mile what? End there or something?
Mile End?
What was the Mile End?
Yeah.
Is it?
Where they?
Yeah, the Mile End. What was that? Sorry,
Bernie. Let's start the quiz.
What are you doing, Bernie?
What are you doing, Bernie?
Let's just do it.
Let's play, Thomas.
Who won last night's game between Carlton and Geelong?
Carlton.
How many kilometres in a marathon?
42.
In what sport would you perform a layup?
Basketball.
Who are the Adelaide Crows playing tomorrow?
Pass.
The Australian Institute of Sport is based in what city?
Canberra.
What player has kicked the most AFL goals at Adelaide Oval?
Tex Walker.
How many times did Greg Norman win the British Open?
Oh, once.
What number does Shane McAdam wear for the Adelaide Crows?
23.
What Sandford club did Bernie Vince play for?
North Adelaide.
How many times has South Australia won the Sheffield Shield?
13.
Who are the Adelaide Crows playing tomorrow?
They're playing Richmond.
Wee. 5 seconds to go as well.
That's clinical.
He's done all right, actually.
Camo. Nice.
Now, so what about that?
Just before we go to the scoreboard.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Question number one. He said Carlton.
Yep.
What's the to be confirmed?
Yeah, because...
Because they wrote him yesterday.
This is an off-air chat,
well,
mate.
No. Oh, is this off-air chat, is it?
Well, do you want to do it on air?
No, leave it.
Because the questions were written yesterday.
Well, do you think TBC's a team, do you?
Yeah. What, do you reckon they're going to be the 9-8 team?
From our ex-producer that nicked off to Melbourne on a Tinder date. You know, let's check the scoreboard, please.
Come on, Jar, sort it out.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
It's a great effort.
It is a great effort.
It's a great effort, Cam.
You didn't give him question one because he didn't say TBC. Yeah. He said Carlton.
Yeah.
Bloody stiff quiz.
What was the question for question one?
No, you won last night's game between Carlton and Geelong. We've got here TBC and you said Carlton.
Our producer nicked off overnight.
Don't worry about it, Camo. We're going to send you up to the Oakbank races, mate. Double pass, trackside. It is absolutely bliss up there. Local food, wine. Enjoy that, brother.
Nice. Love that.
Beautiful, boys. Thank you very much.
Good luck tomorrow, mate. Go to the power.
Cheers, mate.
Good boy.
Good on you, Cameron. Oakbank Hotel.
What's that, Boom Boom?
Oakbank Hotel.
Very good. Have you done a bit of...
No. A couple in there, but not too bad.
Okay, let's check the questions, please, my friends.
Yep.
Number seven, please, Gregory.
Greg Norman won the British Open, or the Open Championship, it should be
it's
called.
It's the Open. What's the British?
The Open Championship twice.
Okay. It's a poorly written question. Question eight, where number does Shane McAdam wear for the Adelaide?
I know, Byrne. He was in a rush.
Is it?
He was in a rush to get on the plane.
Nearly got me, nearly, but you're elite. Professional.
Number nine, please, Greg. Our boy.
I thought he got eight.
Yeah, he got number nine wrong.
Yeah, number nine he got wrong.
Right, the Sanford Club. Bernie, of course, played for Woodville West Tigers.
Not the Mighty Roosters.
No.
The Eagles.
Maybe 8 out of 10, good effort. Well done.
Big night tonight for you, Jars. You and Darren are doing a sporty tonight. I think it's South Gawler, isn't it?
The South Gawler Footy Club.
The team that turned around... Oh. 54 points down. Hang on.
No.
Let me work this out. That's the team, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So you're going to do a sporty at their club.
I've got to face my demons.
So they are getting you just to ridicule.
I think they're just going to take the piss out of you.
I don't think. Oh, I don't.
Surely.
No, we'll have a nice chat and to think it's their big night, their big night of the year. So looking forward to saying hello to them.
No,
well,
I wouldn't show my face.
Wonderful people out there.
Talking of big nights, you're going to be on time. Like you're going to be
sharp.
Early to bed.
Yes,
early to bed.
No, I'm going tonight. What am I going to go to bed for?
Well, were you early to bed last night?
In preparation. About a shave.
Why do you keep this? We were talking about this, Greg.
Oh, well, where's this going?
And you've nicked your ear too, shaving.
Yeah, okay.
Just maybe put a band-aid on that.
Well, why do you shave your ear?
It's bleeding into...
I don't shave my ear. I shave around my ears.
Well, you've nicked your ear somehow.
No.
Unless Maz clubbed you on the way out.
Where are we going with
this? Well, we were chatting and last Friday night we had Emma G's going away drinks.
Yes. Mm.
And for some reason you always end up back here at work.
Because I had to get my gear.
Yeah, but you've done this before and you've laid down under the stairs and you've been But you get you gravitate back to work. And we were saying, well, where are you going to sleep?
Like, this is your little safe place.
You know what it is? In the city. What it is.
So we were just talking out there off air. And we were like, that reminded me of a certain player that I played with, the former number 18. Right. I won't go into details, but he was a great
former
player,
number 18, a wonderful player. Maybe Graeme Johncott.
Well...
Hang on.
Could be anyone. Be Troy Bond. He was 18.
Troy Bond.
Troy? Yeah, Troy Bond, Premiership player.
Love him.
But yeah, we'll go with Stiffy.
what's he done? What's he done
just
now?
Spat his water everywhere.
What's he
done? Don't drink when I'm talking.
What's Stiffy done?
Well, jeez, you were hard to get them.
We'll go with Stiffy.
We'll just make it.
What's he done? Okay. What's happened?
Maybe from over Paul Inganway. Anyway, just had a bit of an issue with getting to recovery on time the previous couple of weeks. And, you know, recovery is an important thing in footy. And it was, even though we're going back a few years. So this night we're out. Stiffy's headed off. We just thought we're all heading home. Stiffy's got a taxi to the footy club, Westlakes, right? We didn't know this till the next morning. But so Vinnie Del Bono, our head trainer, he's rocked up to, you know, get the Guernseys out, wash the Guernseys, get everything prepared, the ice ready. Yeah. Anyway, Stiffy's asleep at the front door.
What are you?
He's like, you're right, Stiffy. Are you okay? Or what's going on? And he goes, nah, bros, just didn't want to miss recovery again. I suppose if you sleep, it's like a doctor falls asleep on your foot. Yeah. If you move, he's going to wake up.
Yeah,
so you're not going to miss it if you're sleeping at the door. People are going to walk over you. You're going to wake up at some stage,
Now, Byrne, you've often been late.
Yes.
You've been
late.
Out late.
Yeah.
One of the last to go home.
Yes.
You must have woken up in some strange places.
Yes, I have. One of them was after the 2005 Grand Final, Eagles. We lost to Centrals by about 15 points or something.
Yes, you did. Good game.
That night, just got a little bit lost, was heading from the city, trying to make my way down to Glenelg, and I was walking. You'd think you'd just take Anzac Highway the whole way.
Yeah.
I got to South Road, and I was getting a bit fatigued, a bit tired, so I took a left. And I just thought, well, next garden that looks sort of fluffy and soft. And I just thought, well, this one's it. I just got off the main road, so I made sure the cars wouldn't wake me up.
Good thinking.
Yes.
Laid down, went to sleep, woke up the next morning, and this man standing there going, "You okay?" And I was like, yep. Sorry about this. I look around, there's just coins everywhere. I would have had $60 worth of coins.
Restless sleeper.
So I'm trying to pull them up in my pocket. And I couldn't get them. I was like, mate, you can just have them. He goes, do you want a drink of water? I said, that'd be great.
Straight
brings
out
a drink
the
of water out.
Spring her on.
Can I have a shower and you got a pair of jocks as well? Because I'll just go straight down to Woodville with a recovery day today. I just said, as I was walking off and just climbed over his fence, I probably should have taken the gate, but when I go, any danger, let me know where we are. He goes, you're in Clarence Gardens, mate. I said, how far is that from Glenelg? He goes, a fair way. So I got that wrong.
All right, come on, 133353, where did you wake up? There's got to be lots of stories out there.
Where the hell did you wake up, boys?
Heard a couple of stories before, and that may not have been Graeme Johncock either. Could have been someone else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Roar 18. Yeah. You never know.
Anyone.
Could have been anyone. I'm not saying it was him.
Well, you fell asleep.
And that reminded me, Jazz, you
yes,
2 years ago, Stansbury Cricket Ground.
As your ambassador.
Got a little bit excited early.
I did.
A few red cans hanging around your vicinity.
Yes, sir.
And went missing.
I did.
Found him wrapped up in the cricket nets. Wrapped up. Couldn't get him out. It was like a whiting had been caught in a net.
What were you using
for a blanket?
I don't know. Did you go for a leak and fell over and just got tangled?
I had a leak.
Tomo had an arm through and a leg through another and then just looked like he gave up on life.
Just not at all.
Checkered net for the
quilt. I forgot about that one. Hey, what about our very own Chris Dittmar as well?
Oh, yes. This is one of the funniest stories
ever. He went to sleep as well. We've got a bit of audio, I think.
Yeah.
I walked home in the dark. I don't know if someone tripped me up. But
No, you haven't taken another tumble.
I took a tumble and I ended up in a creek bed.
Oh, no.
I don't know how I got there.
Lucky man. Lucky man.
I don't know how I got there. And out in the middle of nowhere, next minute I look up and there's this bloke standing over me.
I'm fishing.
Did his best work.
Fishing. He thought it was a big carp.
He threw his yabby net in.
Let's go. Let's go. Tim from Gawler South. Where did you wake up, mate?
Yeah, boys. After me brother-in-law's bucks night, I'd been for a dip in the Torrens.
Oh, that's always healthy.
Woke up behind the cathedral in my underwear.
Wet.
But the important thing is my clothes were neatly folded up and dry next to me.
So. Oh, what? Someone's looked after you.
Somebody's looking after you. Maybe the big fella from above, eh?
Yeah, right. Timmy. It's not a real buck show unless you've swum across Timmy. The Torrens.
You don't want to be getting the Torrens.
Sure. Done that too, Greg.
Let's go to Scott at Selix Beach. G'day, Scott. Where did you wake up, buddy?
How you going, gents?
Good, mate, Scotty.
I had a pretty large night with the boys, a bit of a pub crawl, and decided to hoof at home, and there's a bit of a blank spot there. I woke up on someone's roof. Any roof, it was the second floor.
Oh, what?
Woke up to the owner squirting me down with a hose telling me to get off.
Oh, it wasn't even your house.
It wasn't my house. I had no idea how I got up there, and I had no idea how I was going to get down.
Hell. How'd you get up there?
What the hell?
I've got no idea. I must have turned into a ninja or something. But it called the police. The cops come around. They couldn't get me down.
Jeez.
So they had the fire
reason. Oh,
no way.
They've sent the ladder up. Don't tell me they put the trampoline thing down and caught you when you jumped like a cat.
Nah, the ladder up, mate. Rescued like a kitten.
Did you have to pay for that?
No.
I've
thrown in the
trouble.
Oh, mate.
Scotty.
How the hell?
That's a flat roof.
What would make you, in a ordinary state,
Every resident in Selix Beach, check your roof.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
Because Scotty Boy would stand out.
No, I can see just getting out of people's way so they can't find you. It'd want to be a flat roof, though, for me.
You can see the thinking in it.
Just in case you rolled to the left and rolled off the roof. Let's go to Craig from Hallett Cove down south as well. Hey, where did you wake up, Craigie boy?
You go, Billy. Go, Jazz. Yeah, I woke up in the doorway of a jail cell in Port Lincoln.
Oh, come on, Craig. Hang on, were you meant to be in there?
Not really. I had a copper on each arm and that's where I came through. So I sort of grabbed hold of each side of the cell to stop myself from being pushed in. And I demanded that I sort of speak to someone because I was staying in the singleman's quarters of the police in Port Lincoln. Thankfully, they just put me in one of the cars and took me home, and I
had
a good
life.
Oh, Wally.
He woke up at the right time.
Yeah, woke up at the right time.
Good boy, Craig.
I say good day to Stiffy while you're down in Port Lincoln, too.
Oh, he said Port Lincoln, too.
Stop it.
Let's get out to Valley View. G'day, Amy. Where did you wake up, Amy?
Oh, Amy.
Hey, guys. I went on a bit of a bender with the girls one weekend. We started off in town. 3 days later,
what?
I don't know how I got there, but yeah. Yeah, on a Greyhound bus, I woke up in Victoria. Yeah, the bus driver was waking me up. There was no girls to be found. Apparently, I met these people at the pub and they talked to me and they were doing a road trip to Victoria. So off I went. I don't even remember.
So what did we pack, Amy, for the trip?
Well, I actually had to ring a friend and actually, had no wallet, nothing.
Oh, no.
That is loose.
That's as loose as
prize
it gets.
For Amy, please.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Amy, we're going to send you off to Triple M's preview screening of Air. This looks absolutely brilliant. Enjoy that. You and three friends.
Well done, Amy.
Thanks, guys.
I'm thinking of
everyone else, great calls.
I'm thinking of Front Lawn or the footy club's not so bad now.
We've got
a jail cell.
We've got roof.
A second story roof. Just.
What about you, White
You're
Teeth?
Timid, Burn.
Yeah, I'm
what about you?
Pick my act. No, I'm fine.
I heard you were seen somewhere at the front of...
Hey!
Medium strip.
Nice to have you back for the 5 o'clock hour. We're here till 5:30, then we've got the rub, and then Triple M's rocking football.
Huddle,
Friday
huddle.
That'll do. Yeah. And the rub tomorrow, you're on tomorrow. But a big game. Lions v the Melbourne Football Club at the Gabba. Looking forward to watching that one.
Yep.
looking forward to
watching. Oh, he's bringing his pen. How's your Friday going?
Hey, if you just missed the first hour, we had some very, very funny moments. Now, we've had some funny moments regarding where have you woken up, because Burn, you've woken up. I don't know. You know,
Clarence Gardens, front yard.
And Greg, you woke up in some sort of roadside strip.
We didn't actually say that.
That was an off-air story.
I woke up in a cricket net somewhere at Stansbury.
Wasn't it heaven or something, Greg?
But our very own Mark Soderstrom, Channel 7, and SAFM at Triple M Soders. Football. Yeah, our boy Soders, old Chompers.
Chompers?
He's on the phone. G'day, Soders.
Hello, boys.
Where did you wake up?
Oh, hey, I'll tell you what, I'm still laughing about the chick that ended up on the Greyhound bus in Victoria. Wouldn't you want to party with her?
Yeah. 3 days
where
later, too.
25 years ago.
Where'd you wake up?
Well, boys, I remember the 2001 Ashes series. I was living in London at the time with a bloke that you guys would know well, Big Stu Wigney. Remember Big Stu?
Yes. Dangerous man.
Love him. Beautiful.
Mate, he could sink him. Anyway, we're at day one of the Lord's Test and it had been raining all day. And so about every three overs, we'd go into the Lord's Tavern for another couple of pints. They'd go, we're back on. We'd watch an over or two, rain, back and forward. Anyway, all I remember is we got 15 overs, so they ripped us off so we didn't get our money back. We've ended up at the Shepherd's Bush Walkabout, had a couple of pints still. Mm-hmm. And then I feel this tap on my shoulder and I've woken up and it's daylight. And I'm lying on this bench and I've got last night's evening standard as a blanket and this bloke's sitting next to me in a full suit and tie and he's tapped me on the shoulder and I'm thinking, I'm at the Shepherd's Bush Walkabout. And I said, where am I, mate? And he goes, you're at Cock Foster's tube station. It was 8 a.m. on the other side of London at the end of the Piccadilly line. I don't know how I got there, whether I was abducted by aliens, but I'll tell you, I was three sheets to the wind, but at least I remembered that Cock Foster's was the end of the Piccadilly line if you get on the bloody tube from Heathrow. I knew where I was.
Tough one to forget.
Where did Stu Wigney end up?
Where did he go?
I don't know. I didn't see him for about 2 days.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Soders.
Happy, mate.
How's that one? See, it can happen to anyone. Yes. Greg.
Yes.
We need to get this out there. Explosive mail. We built it up, and it was. You delivered.
My mail is Spencer Johnson, who had been courted by Queensland, is just about to sign on for South Australia.
Oh,
so he will not be going anywhere. And the other signing, bowling coach for the Redbacks, Ryan Harris.
Oh, he's coming
home.
You beauty.
So that is my mate.
Wow.
It's not over the line yet, but I believe
he's coming home. Well done, Gregory. Mm. That's excellent news.
Well, if it's true.
I'm more happy with Rhino coming home. Hey. Got someone to ring on the piss now.
Obviously, some big games tomorrow. Port Adelaide have got the Collingwood Football Club. That'll be a cracker game to watch. Yeah. That'll be a shootout.
Flying over for that one, Jars. Calling that one. So that's going to be a great, big crowd too, hopefully.
And Adelaide Crows have to respond against a very dangerous Richmond Football Club. Very dangerous football club. Ins and outs, please, Byrne.
Well, ins and outs. So Lachie Murphy comes in. And Lachie Scholl comes in, the two Lockies. But Jordan Butts goes out. Obviously, McAdam goes out suspended.
Why Butts? What happened there? Why have they dropped him?
I'm not sure.
He got shoulder problems.
Well, it says omitted. So it's omitted. But I don't see that when we're crying out for key defenders. Yeah. I find that one bit. They've got their reasons, and it might be for some sort of reason. But, and Greg, you went with the mail that Rory Sloane might be a bit sore.
Yeah, a bit sore. So apparently they're going to give him right up until the last second to prove his fitness. So that's how obviously important Rory Sloane
is.
And if he doesn't come up, hearing that Chase Jones.
No, that's not a bad play instead of Rory. Okay. Yep, that's not too bad.
So we'll see
now, what
how
about
that goes.
The subs for Port Adelaide and the
other So we're hearing Trav Boak will probably be the sub. Now, I'm a believer if you're fit and you're in the best 22, you play. You can't be half fit or half, you know, in and out or saving him for a certain time. Sub, you might be needed in the first 5 minutes, so you might need to play the whole game anyway, which we hope that doesn't happen, but Well, I think you're playing for the whole game, unless he's underdone or something. We don't really know. And, but you keep fit, he could still be able to run.
Yeah. And Riley Filthorpe, who I still can't believe he's not in their best 18, if not 20.
Well, I'm hearing he might be the sub, Juz. Right. So he might be the sub for the game tomorrow. So good weather tomorrow too. Nice. So good one for the big boys.
Crow's first home game.
They can inject
can't
him.
Wait.
Are you going along, Greg?
I'm going along.
Where are you going,
Gregory? I've got a great day planned. I'm playing golf in the morning and then I'm going almost straight to the Crows game.
4 o'clock, 4:05.
Yep.
Yep.
And where are you watching the game, please, Greg?
Where am I going to watch it?
You'll be out in the general admission.
Inside the Adelaide Oval.
You'd
that's
be in,
where you watch
in the general admission,
you'd
no
be with
cover.
The real fans, where right they love their boys.
Cheer squad.
I think there's some
your pom-poms
stuff around me.
Oh, you heard
some walls.
Oh,
what, some glass?
I'm sort of
and
boxed
walls.
In.
The game tonight, Brisbane versus the Melbourne Footy Club up at the Gabba, should be an absolute beauty.
Should be. Well done, Tomo, on your week too.
Thanks,
Tomo.
Good stuff, Tomo.
Well, who's best on ground?
We've got someone else.
Timmy Payne.
Pine Dog's in next week.
Yes. Pine Dog.
Good boy, Timmy.
Apparently.
Hey, one thing I am noticing is that our highlight tapes are getting shorter and shorter because I think, boys,
we're slick, we
might be getting better.
We're slick.
This is this is a dangerous thing, us getting better.
Greg?
This is an out-of-control, what do you call it, Jazz?
What's that?
What do you call us? An out-of-control...
Oh, just a beast.
Get to the highlights.
Let's go to the highlight tapes. This is the best and the worst part of the show from this week. Let's do it, family. Enjoy.
After a big week on the Rush Hour.
I didn't answer because obviously we're coming to air.
Yeah.
Mm. We're going
we're
to air,
on air.
Family.
Coming to air.
Well, we're coming to go on.
Coming to air.
It's time for the highlight tapes. Footy season is finally back, and with it are the insights from the game's sharpest analyst, Andrew Jarman.
You get butterflies, and that round week or week one, we're going to preview the round one.
That was
because there's
a three out of nine in my tips.
Previews before it's happened.
Reviews are
looking forward to Jars's preview of the 2017 Grand Final. I think the Crows are a big chance. Jars was also full of praise for Port's round one win, especially after last year.
This time last year, you know, Norton 4, Norton 5, so you're on a good start.
Gee, Norton 4 after round one is a bloody tough start to the season. But if you think that's confusing, I'm still getting my head around Sunday's game.
Adelaide Crows play the Giants.
GWS. Sunday, 12:40.
Yep.
Very important game for both clubs, isn't it, really?
Well, three clubs.
And Port Adelaide. They're the third club.
What, in that game?
Yeah. No, it's very important for that club as well to have a win.
What way would they kick if they won the toss?
They'd kick north.
To the wing.
Somewhere north. I think the standard of analysis is going hard south. So let's move on. It's been a tough week for Greg Board. Or should I say...
Is that correct, Greg? Gleg? Is that correct?
Gleg had a bit of an issue cleaning his windows.
Uh-oh. What's this?
Is this the video,
mate,
family?
You're getting a bit closer.
Oh, it's on video.
It's on video.
The whole thing's on video.
It's like living with the paparazzi. So she just films everything.
But unfortunately, the falls didn't end there.
He's got a cramp.
Oh,
look, he's cramped up.
He's cramped up.
He's seized up.
Hey. Oh, he's cramped up.
You're not eating enough salt.
Cramp. Also this week, Will Anderson stopped by to give Bernie some feedback on piggybacking off the Melbourne Demons.
Hey, Will, be careful. That was the Anderson Vince Cup, and I've won it again.
I mean, again, Bernie, making it all about you, right? The further it gets away from your playing career, the more you are just grasping onto any association with the Melbourne Football Club that you have had. Like, I mean, you are the new Billy Brownless. I'm having it now. Just hangs around the Geelong rooms looking for discards, but you are the new Billy Brownless.
I took that well.
And before we go, here's how the boys gave our valued sponsors their money's worth this week. Let's hope they paid up front.
My favourite movie, John Wick, is back, chaps. You there? We're starting.
Oh, we're starting.
Oh, I didn't hear.
Come on, because that's put you out of order.
Is that it?
Because you've got to repeat that whole thing again.
There was no enthusiasm at all.
Yes, there was. My favourite movie... John Wick is back, chaps.
Oh, Keanu Reeves is back as the legendary character for the long-awaited fourth instalment of the blockbuster franchise. Wick's...
Think of the wine. G'day, it's the Triple M Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz. Is that right?
That's right.
And we're making it easy and easier.
The ad-lib got him.
Stop it. He
threw to us and then that cooked him.
We're trying to pre-record him.
Well.
We're going to be way after four. Here we go.
On Sunday, there'll be a special parliamentary sitting and the First Nations voice is set to become law.
So, show your support and witness history. 11 a.m. this Sunday, the 26th of March, on the steps of Parliament House. What, am I the only one to stuff something? What about Knucklehead?
You laugh at me all the time. Don't throw pens at me. You're stabbing. You're just stabbing.
You got
Clean
that?
That up, mate.
No.
And that's the highlight tapes for this week.
I didn't record it.
No.
I did.
I was going to club you. You would have been dead.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay, maybe I got that wrong. See? Maybe you are making a few mistakes still.
Silky smooth.
See you Monday, love.
Have a good weekend. Triple M's Rush Hour. Hey!